Alrighty. Welcome to Can I Steal You for a Second? I'm Shay Corrigan, sitting in for Ashley Young, who is, we're very envious of this, in Miami for Super Bowl week.
We are. And I am Dustin Kendrick.
All right. And without further ado, let's dive into week four. Is that where we're at?
Week four.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right. So first things first, Chris Harrison comes in and he tells them they're going to
Cleveland.
What would your reaction be if somebody came in and told you that the first destination on your exotic bachelor journey was going to be Cleveland?
Well, I have two sides of this. If I was a viewer,
yeah,
of course I would be like, oh, this is boring. Why are we going to Cleveland? No offense, Cleveland. I'm sorry. No offense. But also, like, if you're trapped in the house and you've been in the house for like damn near 2 weeks without any kind of, you know, entertainment, anywhere's good.
Even so Cleveland, I would be, is sounding exotic.
I'm just glad to get out of the house. So
yeah, I mean, I big fan of the Midwest, so love to see a little Midwestern love there. Fortunately, my allegiance leans a little further north to Michigan and obviously Chicago. But we'll take a little Cleveland action.
Yeah.
All right, so the first one-on-one date, Victoria F.
Victoria F. Oh my God, that was probably the best one.
Yeah, and she's afraid that they're gonna do like skydiving, right?
Skydiving. Yeah, Peter takes her on a plane ride, which is awesome. You know, you get that experience. And if you're going to marry a pilot, you need to be comfortable with him flying you from
But also, that's P. clearly his move, right? Like, we've seen it a couple times now already that he's like, all right, like, I've got a girl. I've got access to, like, the bachelor's planes.
Hey, that's what he does.
Right?
He's got to show them, like, a part of his lifestyle, and that's a big one. But yeah, I thought that was cool.
I did, too. I liked that a lot. But it wasn't just the plane.
Wasn't the plane. It was amusement park.
Yeah, they're going to Cedar Point, which I've been to Cedar Point a couple times myself.
I have too.
It's a good time.
It is. And especially, I mean, it's been one of my dreams to go and just have the park to yourself.
Oh my God, no lines.
No lines.
Yeah,
Come on.
I also didn't realize they sold beer there. That was a little detail that
I didn't know either.
I was like, I don't know if that's just something that like ABC hooked them up for or what.
But maybe. I mean, when I went there, I was young, so I wouldn't
know. Same. I was far under
21. I'm sure they serve beer there. You know, they gotta have beer for the parents.
Yeah, you know, beer for the parents waiting on all those lines too.
For sure.
All right, here's a question for you.
All right.
So she said that she was scared of bungee jumping, right? Or skydiving.
Yeah.
And they looked a little freaked out on the roller coaster.
They did.
What level of scared is it appropriate to like be on a date? Like what is like a fun, like, ooh, I'm scared. And what is like, I am actually terrified and this is no longer fun for me.
For me? Like what would it be? Like doing that bungee jump thing that they did
is
too much for me.
Too much?
I hate heights and I hate shit like that. So that's too much for me personally. Right. So I would call it quits on that one.
What would be then your like next level down? Like fun, scary, where it's like you're a little out of your comfort zone.
I think
zone.
The plane one would be fun and scary. You know, a little plane like that. And, you know, I've never been in a plane with the pilot being right next to me. You know, I've never did that. So I don't know. That would be fun and a little scary. What about you? What do you think?
I think, this is a question that I asked without preparing an answer for myself. I think skydiving, like, no interest in that. Like, I'm not
me
afraid
either.
Of heights, but it's just not a thing that I particularly need.
I'm scared of heights.
And I feel like I would react in a potentially embarrassing manner that would not be necessarily a good look.
I feel you. Same here.
But everything else, I think I could probably, like, planes would be good. Yeah.
Roller coasters are fine. Those are great.
Right. Yes. Definitely could do the roller coasters.
Just that bungee jump stuff. I don't trust it.
Right. Things that are outside where I don't know. There's a higher risk. I feel like I could. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Not really. Other scary things. Running into your ex.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. So I felt for her. For sure on that one. It had to be awkward. It had to be awkward for Chase, too. But he seemed all right with it. He was just, like, staring at her.
I feel like he got warning, right?
I don't know. Did she ask if he knew?
I don't think she did. I was too busy trying to get memes and screenshots.
either way, it's just really... That was really awkward for her. And I feel for her on that. But also, like, I don't think she needed to get upset about it. Like we all have exes. We all have past relationships. And it was nothing to really be like discouraged about telling Peter about.
Yeah.
You know, you just tell him, hey, this is super awkward. I dated that guy. And, you know, I liked how she didn't want to tell him there at the concert.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want to break the mood. And like, Peter was clearly loving that. I would have loved that too. Like,
right,
that was
he was in the element.
For sure. And that was like really sweet of her to not break that mood. But I'm glad she told him later, for sure.
I also, shout out to the Bachelor cameraman for catching sort of the realization on her face as they're walking through the park. And like, you can hear the music and he's getting all excited. Yeah. And you can kind of see in her eyes like, oh, I know this music. And like, oh, I know who's behind this music.
For sure. She died a little bit.
Yeah. And I would totally agree that I think she handled it well.
Yeah.
And it must have been, I was watching that sequence just wondering who knew what and when, because Chase talks to Peter, Chase talks to Victoria, Victoria talks to Peter. But it isn't really until the dinner that they break it down.
For sure. I guess they just tried to keep it, you know, very casual.
Very mellow.
Very mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I don't think, I mean, someone definitely planned to make her feel uncomfortable, but and we would all feel uncomfortable, but I don't think she's in the wrong by any means.
Yeah.
For that.
And I think Peter handled it well too. Like,
for sure.
She gets a little spooked at dinner and kind of runs off into some hallway of City Hall or wherever they're having dinner. But he chases her down.
For sure. Comfort. He's understanding. Yeah. You know, he was confused at first, but he's an understanding guy. And what can you do? I mean, it's just your ex.
Yeah. And for all, I feel like he's had, and we'll get into this in a little bit more next, but like very dramatic dates. So for, on the scale of Peter dates so far, like that's nothing. Like an ex is performing. All right. He can handle that. It's by far, you know, not the biggest deal that he's run into. All right. Any more thoughts on Victoria F's roller coaster of a date?
Roller coaster of a date. No, I think that's all I got. I think she handled it well.
Yeah.
It was a great date. It was a great moment for them to bond together. And yeah.
And she gets a rose.
And she got a rose. Which is huge. So it's good.
It's why we're all here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So now on to the big one.
What, the football match?
The football one.
Football.
13 women get a group date rose. And I'm not going to list them because I did not make that note.
Well, they didn't get a group date rose. They got the group. They were on the group date card.
Yes. I stand corrected. They got the group date invite.
Yep.
And they're going to go play football at the Brown Stadium.
For sure. Right? Very awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of history exciting. Now.
They come in with energy that I don't know if that stadium's seen in a while. Just high levels of enthusiasm all around, and get taught some skills. McKenna, we learn, is not the greatest with the hand-eye coordination.
For sure.
She's
not very good at catching footballs.
No, that really spoke to me and like brought back, you know, gym class PTSD because I am also not great at catching things.
But she tried though. All of them, almost all of them tried.
Yes.
I was kind of upset. I want to know
about that.
What's up with Victoria P's back? Why couldn't she play?
I don't know. And it seems a little suspicious because she was also the one that in that first date when they got on that spinny thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do this. I'm going to get nauseous.
Yeah.
And she did that one.
The spinny thing. And she also did the rodeo.
Yes. Maybe the rodeo thing is where she hurt her back.
Maybe.
But it still seemed a little
I know, right? I don't know about it. I like people to participate.
Yeah, and because everybody else, like, they went so hard on it. Like, they gave so much effort. And, like, even dear sweet McKenna, who could not catch to save her life, well, she was out there tackling and doing her best. But,
and Victoria's on the side just getting time with Pete and not having to do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
No, and I was fine with it during the day. I thought, you know, like, this isn't ideal, but, you know, it's only her loss here that she's not getting time on
the
field.
And she lost nothing from it.
Right.
But, and the other girls, we'll talk about the football game.
Yeah.
They were going after it.
It was impressive. There were some, you know, again, shouts to the cameraman, like, panoramic or like wide angle views that just like shows them running, and my football vocabulary is not equipped to describe this, but it was just amazing. You're like, wow, this is like a real game.
They're going at it. Yeah. There was like some hardcore tackling. There was some good throwing. There was some plays being made. And that was actually my favorite one so far.
Yeah. It's been
the football one. Yeah.
It was interesting. And it ends in a tie.
Ends in a tie, we have to tell people. So if you didn't watch, the winner of the team will get time with Peter at the cocktail party that night.
Right, only six of them are moving on.
Six of them will go on, and the rest of them will go back to the hotel.
Right.
So since there is a tie, you have 12 or 13 girls.
13.
All
at one, and
they were all bunched up in this couch.
Yeah, like not even an L-shaped couch because it was pretty equal, but they were just all sort of lined up there in what looked like there was nothing else in the room except this couch, a table full of drinks.
These girls were pissed.
Yeah.
They were mad.
Yeah.
They were so irritated and mad. And
I don't blame them, especially because when they get in there, the first thing Victoria P does is grabs Peter. She uses the line, "Can I steal you for a second?" And then takes him through like a stairwell to like another room. The layout of this place was distracting to me, but that's a me problem.
Victoria P for sure should have went last to speaking with Pete tonight. I mean, she got time to hang out with Pete while on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And these girls like gave it their all, blood, sweat, and tears on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be respectful. Let these ladies get time with Peter first, you know, don't be the first to
and
do
that. She used that as her reason. She sort of said, "I felt that you know, because I wasn't out there showing you how much I cared, I wanted to grab you now and make sure you really knew that I was like invested in it and like really important to me," which okay, but at the same time I was on the other
ladies.
Yeah,
mad disrespect to the ladies,
right? And the disrespect kept coming. If you're inclined to see it that way.
For sure.
Which we can talk about.
For sure.
So who shows up?
Alea. Alea. They're in the group. You know, these girls are already pissed. They're all having to share this time with Pete in very limited time. And then Alea pops in out of nowhere.
Which is basically strike three. So like strike one is there's 13. There's twice as many girls there as anybody was expecting. Strike two is Victoria P stealing him right away after so much time already. Strike three. She's here.
Alea.
She's back.
Oh my goodness. And you know what? We were talking, like, I don't necessarily know why all the girls are mad at Alea.
Yeah.
She didn't I understand, like, last episode, she was talking a little much, like, a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But she didn't necessarily do anything to anybody.
And I think what they were saying was that, if I remember correctly, because I feel like this is the kind of thing where the drama is now the drama, where it's like she started the drama and that is the drama and it hurts.
I think they're
head.
Blaming her on the energy. Like the like shame on you, Alea, for bringing this energy. Like we're going to gang up on you or something like
but
that.
Like,
right?
She wasn't even the first. So it's like, can you really blame her?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel bad for Alea.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about Victoria P anymore.
I
thought she was America's sweetheart.
I did. She was my sweetheart. And I'm with you where it's like between the football shenanigans, the back, the grabbing him. And then
I saw it on Twitter, like they were really hanging out. Like I saw photos of them in Vegas and she literally said, "I've spent less than 3 hours knowing this girl before."
Yeah, that's what she was saying. So last week,
I don't get that.
When the Alea stuff was really like popping off, Peter came to Victoria P and went to her as like, "You're the reasonable one. You're going to be my voice of reason. What should I do? What's the deal here?" And she had said, like, "I don't know much about her. We knew each other for like maybe 3 hours, but she had told me to like not tell you about this." And it kind of painted her in a disrespectful light and kind of the sort of final straw that got Peter to send her home.
I trusted her.
Yeah. And we were all kinda like, well, if Victoria P thinks this.
I know, right?
And then turns out Victoria P is a little bit of a liar.
Oh, man. I trusted you, Victoria P.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about Victoria P right now.
Right.
And Alea, I kind of feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Like, she necessarily hasn't done anything to anybody yet, but she brings bad vibes.
She brings
That's
bad
correct.
Vibes. And I was all for her coming back and clearing the air, getting the story straight, maybe adding a little more drama by saying, like, you know, like, my time has passed, but, like, P.S., Victoria P. is maybe not who you think she is. But then Peter asks the question that he's asked once before this season already. Do you want to come back? Do you want to join the house?
He asked her back. Which there's no rules. I guess you could do whatever you like.
Yeah.
And he did feel uncomfortable sending her home.
He
so
did.
I get that. He's confused right now.
Yeah, he's on a ride.
He's on a ride.
A bit of a roller coaster, but not
so
a fun one.
So he brings her back and gives her the group date rose.
He does.
That's actually strike four or something, right? These girls have had it. Poor Pete.
So I have two questions. One of them, which I think is probably easier to answer than the other. Is it disrespectful that he gave the group date rose to someone that was not on the group date?
Oh, man. Was it disrespectful? This is definitely a gray area because I feel like he was trying to make things right with Alea because he shouldn't have sent her home in the first place. I don't know. I can't even get into this question. I don't know. What do you think?
I think
I get what the girls are mad about. Like, they wanted him to acknowledge, like...
I think it is, because I think I would like to have... If I was one of the women, I would have liked to have been, like, recognized for, like, my excellent catching skills or my touchdowns or my tackling or whatever, my participation in the group date, like, within that structure. And if he really wanted to bring her back, I feel like there are potentially other avenues. Like, can't you just go, like, beg Chris Harrison or something? So I think I would lean toward it being disrespectful. But then I couldn't get out of my head, like, what if he just started giving group date roses to anyone that he encountered? Like, if you don't have to be on the group date, could he give it to, like, a waitress? Like, let's take this to its furthest extreme.
The ladies probably would have liked that a lot better if he did give it to someone random.
Like, would that be better or worse if it was, like, a one in, one out?
Maybe he should have probably, you know, if he wanted her back, bring her back, but don't give her the group date rose.
Yes.
I guess give that to someone that earns it for that night.
Yes.
So that's fair to say.
And my other question for you, is this drama interesting? Are we entertained?
I am entertained.
Yeah.
I think there's so much drama right now that's going on. I don't even know which. I'm kind of confused by it, not going to lie. But I'm in there, like, just what is going on?
What is going on? Yeah. That was a great question. I think it's good and entertaining for us. But, man, it does not seem fun for Peter.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, he is.
Bless his heart.
I feel like, and again, I don't quite have the Bachelor viewing, you know, resume here to speak to this, but this seems like a more unpleasant experience for him than it typically is, where he seems, and maybe he's just more, you know, empathetic than previous Bachelors, but it seems like he's really struggling with all of their drama, whereas in the past, I feel like the drama, the contestant drama is sort of contained away from the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. Yeah. And this seems like he's really in it with them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, there's normally drama that it's outside of the lead, Bachelor, Bachelorette. But right now, like, Pete's in the mix of all of it.
And I think maybe it has to do with him trying to sort of help and, like, be involved. And, like,
Pete's probably, like, a good guy.
Yeah, he's trying to be a peacemaker.
And I think these girls are just cutthroat.
Yeah, they're going to eat him alive.
Cutthroat.
But he does get another nice moment sort of solace. He does well on the one-on-one dates. Those are kind of his little...
Who's he with? Kelsey?
Kelsey, yeah.
Kelsey, that looked like a fun day. You know, they did some go-kart racing in the city.
Some polka dancing on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah. You know, they opened up together. I have nothing bad or nothing new.
No, it seemed like a solid day. And, I mean, shout out to Kelsey. That's a long way from Champagne Gate. She's really stabilized herself there.
For sure. And take it to the cocktail party.
Right, but that's, you know, a brief calm before another storm. So first off screen, we find out that...
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Aliyah has told everyone about the Chase Rice drama, which again, to our previous sort of talking points, like, it's not really drama, but on this show it is.
It's not drama, but... I could see how Victoria would be upset about that because it's her business. It's not Aleah's business. So why are you telling everybody? Like,
I do think, and I can't remember if this was a thing they said on the show or I saw on Twitter or it was just in my head, but the fact that none of the other contestants have access to the internet and so, like, they are all existing in this sort of, you know, bubble, the fact that she was outside the bubble and then, like, brought in, like, you know,
some information,
others, like, outside information and sources or whatever, like, kind of feels like an uneven deal where it's like nobody else can sit there and, like, look up, you know, your competitor's exes and, like, use it as, you know, dirt or leverage or whatever. So it did seem a little shady in that regard. But
it was
also shady.
And it was like, yeah, it was no one else's business. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
It was just, that's Victoria P and Peter's, or Victoria F.
Yes. And they, again, they had seemed to, like, already addressed it quite maturely.
Yeah,
they,
it was already, you know, done. It was nothing like, I guess they wanted to stir things up as if Pete never didn't know about it, but he already knew about it.
Right, and I don't really know what the other women need to know it for anyways. Okay, but on to the rose ceremony. Rose ceremony,
more
cocktail
drama.
Party.
Stirring it up.
Yep. Oh, and dear sweet Pete, he wants to start with, like, keeping things mellow and talking about how much he likes spending time in Cleveland with all these women. But Natasha and Deandra are like, I'm going to stop you right there. We need to clear the air here. And again, to their credit, I think it was Natasha and potentially Deandra as well who had brought this up back when Hannah Brown was involved, what feels like a lifetime ago. But to kind of say to him, you know, we felt disrespected that at the group date.
Not acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, and if we didn't underscore this enough, like he didn't talk to, he talked to like three of them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So he really, that sort of post football game cocktail party, most of the women just like sat there on the couch and they got no time with him.
Yeah.
So it was more than just like, oh, you know, you've spent too much time with somebody else, which is kind of the nature of the game. It was very much, you could sort of see their point of being disgruntled here.
No, I think they had every right to be upset. And I applaud them for sticking up for themselves and confronting Peter about it. Because, I mean, I feel like it just needs to be brought up to Pete, because Pete's got so much shit going on that you could lose focus and lose like track that, oh, I haven't spoke with this girl. I haven't talked to this girl. I see his point, but it's good that these girls are standing up and like
And I think you addressing it. Totally get, and I would imagine, you know, he has been like distracted by the drama, where it's like the thing you take away from that night is I had these like three fires to put out, and you forget that there's a whole bunch of other people there who are there sort of with the best intentions to get to know you. But yeah, I kind of felt for him, because you can see it all, his face just going through these feelings, like feeling so bad.
Poor
that
Pete.
Like,
poor Pete.
You know, because he, I don't know, I believe in him. I'm rooting for him.
For sure. He's got this. Just got to go through some bumps in the road.
Right, and do some damage control, some apologies and all that. And speaking of damage control, Victoria P. pulls him aside again.
That was so funny.
And she is just...
Wait, no. Like, she didn't pull him aside. Pete asked.
Pete went up.
He said, hey, Victoria, can we talk? And she says, no, I don't want to talk. Okay, we could talk. I really don't want to talk, though. We could talk, though.
She was
do you want to talk or do you not want to talk?
She was, like, walking away. And so she was
Pete's like, what? You don't want to talk?
Yeah, it was...
He's got more patience than me. I think I would have been like, if you don't want to talk to me, okay, let's not talk.
I think he was maybe preempting her too, where like she stood up and was like walking towards him, and he just like assumed like, well, she's going to say, can I steal you for a second? And then we're going to walk off to this corner, and was already there. And then she was like, I don't want to talk. And then
I don't want to talk. Okay, let's talk. It's okay. Let's talk. You want to
talk? So they talked.
No, I don't want to talk, but let's talk.
They talked, and she did, I guess you would say.
I feel like she played the guilt trip. I mean, Yeah.
Something like that. I was going to say she tweeted through it, except she wasn't tweeting. She was just talking. So I guess she like talked through it. But she committed to her bit about like, I don't really know Alaya. I'm just going to like.
Yeah, I feel like she took the victim role.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I
think it's better whenever like if you've done something wrong, or you know something that, I don't know. If you've done something wrong, own up to it.
Right.
That just makes it better. Don't try to like play the victim role, or don't try to just argue your way out of it. I don't like that.
And it's something that it feels like, I mean, you were saying there's sort of evidence on Twitter, but like if it's something that you know you can get called out on, like just get ahead of it and say, you know what, I did misrepresent how close we are, but you know, ultimately my advice or whatever, I stand by. Like, there are ways to sort of negotiate through it.
I don't like that. This one thing I just can't tolerate is like someone like just lying.
Yeah.
I could tolerate most things, but if you're lying about something, even something that's not even that insignificant, that's not significant, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, so I feel like she's done a real, that was my big takeaway from this week, is doing a 180 on Victoria P.
I know.
I really, really liked her, and now she's just, I feel a little uncertain.
For sure.
So, no rose ceremony, no roses.
No roses, yeah, we just got all the girls biting off Peter's head right at the moment.
But let's do, if we were giving roses or not giving roses, since Peter didn't this week.
Okay, who would I?
Who off this week?
Do I think it's not getting a rose?
Yeah, let's go that way. Let's do it that way.
Not getting a rose.
Either, and you can either do prediction or like if you were in their place.
Like, oh man, if I was in their place, if I was in Pete's place?
Yeah.
I think I would go ahead and settle the Leia and Victoria P. drama and just send them both home.
Yes, that's what I would get them out of there.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, clearly one of them is lying.
Yeah.
It sucks because maybe one of them isn't lying, but just the energy they're bringing and whatnot, and maybe how they're going about it.
Yeah.
Also, I think that's everything.
It seems like it would also be like a nice sort of gesture to the other women. Like, I don't know what's the answer here, but I'm going to get rid of this so I can turn around and focus on Cheyenne and Natasha and McKenna and everyone else that's sort of still there, just kind of trying to play the game or do the show or fall in love, however you want to phrase it. I would agree with that sort of strategic rose giving. I'm on the fence about Victoria F, but I liked the way the Chase Rice thing was handled enough I feel like I would want to give her a rose to sort of make it clear that it wasn't because of that.
For sure. Like, she definitely handled herself appropriately when that went down.
Yes.
That was an extremely awkward moment.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine being in that, in her place. So
yeah, I
give her props.
That was very well done. So that was sort of everything that we had going on this week. The next week teaser, the two things that I wrote down was just the quote of "there is drama," which there's been drama every week.
It looks like more crime. More girls that we haven't seen cry.
In like another location. We're going somewhere like that does not look like Cleveland, wherever they had them.
It's definitely not Cleveland.
They're either back to LA or somewhere even more exciting.
Somewhere a little tropical.
Yeah. And then there was an ambulance too.
Uh-oh. That could have been like the famous the Pete scar everyone
talked about. Yeah.
Could be, I don't know.
They've been sleeping on any scar teasers, so
yeah.
Could be next week.
Could be next week.
Alrighty, so sort of bring back a little segment that you and Ashley started last week that we really sort of, I'm going to force you guys to keep doing.
It's in
the background. Superlatives. Best use of time with Peter.
Best use of time with Peter today, or this episode, it would go to Kelsey. But also, Victoria F did a good job as well.
So, yeah.
I mean, the one-on-ones were they were used appropriately.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going with Kelsey, in part because there were no exes that popped up, which wasn't really, Victoria's fault, but, still an element. And I keep coming back to, I feel like she's made it so far since the champagne gate where it's like, I thought she wasn't getting a rose or didn't really deserve a rose. And I was like, no, she's really, stayed out of the drama for a little bit, nailed her one-on-one date. I wouldn't say I'm rooting for her. She's not one of my favorites, but I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
And I think she made the best use of her time with
Peter.
She
definitely did.
All right, worst use of time with Peter.
Oh, man, worst use of time. I'm trying to think, too, because you got to think if they bring it upon themselves. Oh. I can't remember. But anytime you have time with Pete and you're talking about another girl, I feel like you're not using your time appropriately.
That is unfathomable to me. And again, I would have to imagine that if I were on the show, and perhaps you could speak to this, you would kind of maybe sort of forget the things that you know about the show. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's the number one. If you know anything about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, is that the people that spend their time with The Bachelor or Bachelorette talking about the other contestants never go far.
Sure. Unless you only talk about it if they bring it up.
Yeah. They ask you about it.
For sure.
Is that, to sort of take us on a tangent, is that something you think about a lot? Like when you were with Hannah, were you ever sort of in your head about I gotta make sure I'm making an impression, or did it just kind of fall naturally into
I wanted to make an impression, but sometimes you gotta let it happen naturally. You got to vibe with that person and just have a good time, not force anything.
Did you ever sort of walk away and think oh man, I should have talked about that, or I can't believe I did this?
No, I don't think so. I think I used my time wisely with her, and it was, people didn't get to really see it on the show, but yeah, we had a good time together.
Cool. All right, back to superlatives.
All right.
Best response to the drama.
Best response.
Who had the best response to the drama?
I'm trying to think of which. I would say for sure, Natasha and Deandra?
Deandra, yeah.
Deandra, yeah. I think they had a great response, and I applaud them for that.
Yeah. I would co-sign the Natasha. Also, Kelly, mostly because she had a really great, she was in the background of the shot and just did one of those iconic wine sips that.
Yeah, she's got the facial expressions
of this season for sure. Yeah, it's small, but powerful.
Staying out of the tea, but recognizing the tea.
Indeed. All right, one more that's not really a superlative, but it's a fun question.
Okay.
Would you rather go to a theme park, date at a theme park, and your ex shows up, or play and or go to a football game and your date's ex shows up.
So either way, you're going to have a negative in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the amusement park because you know what? I played football in the past and I don't want my body to get hit anymore. I'm 31 years old and I'm getting fragile and I don't want to wait in lines at amusement park. So I would take the amusement park and just wait for my date to come.
There you go.
Mess things up.
Yeah, I think I would have to go the same way. Because as I said before, I'm very McKenna in my...
I see you being athletic. I can see you doing a couple jabs, doing a Heisman.
Nice of you to say, but it could not be further from the truth.
I see it.
But I also, I would have more control if it was my ex, like, as opposed to...
Someone else's ex.
Right.
That's true.
Because I could do... Yeah, I could explain it and introduce them, and I don't think I have any exes that would like truly mess things up. But if it was their ex, then I was like, oh, I don't know. Then it's in my head, then I'm the one all off guard.
That's true. You don't know what to expect. Right. Like, hey, is this person really in, like, are they into this person still? Is this and that? And
be thrown off balance by both my lack of coordination.
If it's your ex, if it's your ex, you can control the situation.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
And I like amusement parks, so that's the way I would go.
No lines. Team, no lines.
All right. So I don't actually know how you all usually wrap this up, but how about you give me one prediction for next week?
One prediction for next week, and I could guarantee you guys will see this. Tears.
Oh, wow. Really going on a limb there.
Tears.
I'm going tears. I'm going drama.
Tears, tears, tears.
So all right.
That's what I got.
All right. That's our episode for the week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See ya.